listener-supported radio, KX93.5, right here in Laguna Beach. That was Islands with Waveforms. It's track one off the new record, Ski Mask, which I do believe is available to the public right now, right?
It just got pulled from stores.
Did
for,
it?
For being...
So they released it on September 17th, and immediately,
yanked
shortly
it.
After that,
yep.
you can't find it anywhere.
Can't get it anywhere now, which is going to make it kind of a hot item, because it's... You're going to want to hear it.
It's a rarity.
Yeah.
But is there any vinyl printed with this new record?
Uh-huh.
That's
but
pretty
that's
cool.
been yanked,
it got
too.
Steamrolled.
Steamrolled, yeah. Got
that,
flattened.
That is Nick from Islands. We have the band here in our Pearl Street studios today. I'm very excited to have you here because as soon as I heard the latest record, Ski Mask, first of all, I was immediately, attracted to the album art. But after that, the whole thing from front to back is awesome. And I think I was telling you off the air that I know you have a lot of fans going back to probably the early 2000s. But I'm new to the game, and I'm happy to be on board because you guys are great.
Thank you so much. We're so happy to have you on board with us.
So you guys have been touring so far and doing kind of a press junket, in-store performances and some radio stuff. How's that been going? How have the shows been received? Pretty good?
Yeah, the crowds have been really cool. Mm-hmm. It just feels like everyone is on our team, which is a great feeling.
Cool.
We're all in it together.
Are you guys available or, in the position where you could pick and choose basically who you want to tour and or play with? Is that the case right now?
No.
Yeah?
Well, yeah, so it is. I mean, right now we're doing our own shows, like headlining shows. We'd love to do as many shows as possible, and that sometimes a way to do that is to go out and support other like bigger bands.
Mm-hmm.
But right now we're just doing our own, just to get the word out about Ski Mask. And
cool.
But yeah,
you guys are from where? Montreal, Quebec. I don't know why I figured you guys have a French accent, but I guess I was way off.
We off. Yeah, Islands, we were formed in Montreal, but no one is from there.
No one is from
there.
I lived there
for a time and picked up these guys along the way. Evan and Jordy are from Guelph, Ontario.
So since the inception of the band, the members of the band have kind of been a rotating door in some respects.
There's been different permutations. Yeah, and Adam on the skins is a California boy.
Cool. But Islands are forever, right? Through and through. This is your project, and so far so good, my friend.
Thank you.
What was going on in the, 2005, 2006, you guys released your first record. What's the scene like up there in Quebec as far as musicians? And stuff like that. Does everybody have each other's back? And I imagine, are you guys hanging out like with the Arcade Fire people type of thing on any given night? Is it that kind of scene up there?
Yeah, it was a cool little community. It was a nice little burgeoning scene. Wolf Parade, Arcade Fire.
Did they help
the
contribute
Godspeed type people
to a former record, right?
Yeah, the members of Arcade Fire and Wolf Parade and some other people, Snail House, some other bands. Did play on the first record. It was
sure.
kind of a party. We tried to make it like a bring our friends in to play on the record.
So that's the case, just like I thought. You guys have inner circles of friends, and again, everybody's got each other's back in the scene up there when
until
you guys were
they
first
blew
starting
up.
Out.
Until they blew up, now
sure.
they don't return my calls.
Is that true?
Yeah.
No way.
I tried to get them to play on this new record. They would not return my
have
calls.
Have you guys played a festival or show with Arcade Fire quite yet?
Nope.
Nope.
No, we haven't.
Listen, Nick, sit tight. If it would be agreeable, I'd love to play another track off the Ski Mask record, and then you guys actually agreed to perform acoustically here in our Pearl Street studios, which is really a treat for me because you get a different version of what's on the record. Some bands are actually not equipped to do a super stripped-down version of a song. You guys can definitely do it. You just didn't bring your acoustic guitar, so we went to Kenny's Music down the street, and we got these on loan, and those are real pretty... Aren't they?
They're
those
very nice.
Good-looking
well,
guitars.
Were before we got our hands
yeah,
on
I know, right?
Grubby mitts.
Nick and everybody from Islands in our Pearl Street studios on member-supported radio. This is track four off the new record, which is Ski Mask, available right now. The song is called Nil. You want to give us a VH1 Storytellers type of moment with this song, or should we just play it on the air?
It's my... Yeah, just let's play it.
I've been drifting, I've been drinking too much. Been thinking I'm not thinking clearly enough.
like there are two of me. One is my enemy and one sent to deliver me. But they bear no mind. So you leave now for me. Leave now for me. Please keep it away from me.
Everybody on your best behavior, your microphones are on. KX93.5, Laguna's Only FM. That's another track off the Ski Mask record by Islands. Nick, who came up with the album art for this record? Because it was scary to me at first.
Well, thank you.
And what is that?
That is a mutant, ozone.
A redneck
mutant. A redneck mutant who's was a basically a... what, ozone?
Yeah, he
inflicted.
Yeah,
it looks like from an 80s B movie or
you
something.
Nailed it.
Is that where
1986,
it's from?
I believe.
Yeah,
Ozone Attack of the Redneck Mutants is the name of the movie. It was like a B, maybe
I'd say
a Z
C or D.
Are you guys big movie buffs?
Yeah, I love
are
movies.
You? Yeah, are you like classically trained? Did you go to school for music or?
No,
I'm a self-taught guy.
Yeah, I went to film school actually. I don't know how to play music at all. I just fake it, and I surround myself with really.
Well, when
good
you fake it and go home, and you feel compelled to write a song, is it just you sitting with the guitar most of the time? Are you a multi-instrumentalist yourself?
Wait, say that again. I'm not.
How
good.
Many instruments do you play?
You play all the instruments. Come on.
It's all me. Yeah.
Really, so you play all the parts on this record?
No. It's very much a collaboration. Evan and Jordy.
But don't sell yourself short. You're capable of playing.
I'm really bad at the drums, but I can...
But he can play them?
I'm really bad at the drums, too.
I'm the worst drummer, actually.
Take us behind the scenes in the recording process, if you don't mind. Where was this stuff recorded? Did you relocate to some remote island to get the creative juices flowing? Did you link up with a rad producer? Was it live in studio? You guys all looking at each other? I realize that's a lot of questions, but how was the recording process?
Yeah, we did it. We tracked it live a lot, like most of it was.
And that's what you would prefer?
Yeah, and it's very rare these days to do something like that. A lot of times what people do is they maybe will play it live, but then they'll go in and overdub everything except maybe the drums. And then even the drums, they'll take those and put a through a program that makes it sound super rigid and you know, precise.
Yeah.
We did partially due to time constraints, we did it in 2 weeks. We made that record top to bottom.
But it was inspired by, like, the classic style of making records, just banging out tons of takes until it feels right.
So a lot of it was also written on the fly in the studio. You guys just had a good idea of what you wanted to do and just busted it out.
It was already written. All the songs were already written, but we rehearsed them for a few weeks before we went into the studio, and then we just got in and just knocked it out, and then got the best takes. And some of them are purely live without any overdubs. And the song I think we're about to play, spoiler alert, was a live vocal track too, which is kind of impressive, I gotta say.
Islands is the band. They're playing the Constellation Room in Santa Ana, just a stone's throw from the radio station tonight, which is a really cool type of listening room, and people are real attentive to the music, and it should be a good show tonight. And then Los Angeles again, from what I understand, and then down to San Diego to play the Casbah, which is a super punk rocky type to dive atmosphere, but that'll be really cool. I think that show is actually sold out already. The last Islands record came out in 2012, from what I understand, from what I read on the internet. Quick turnover there, huh, between records?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we move fast. Like I said, we made that record, the Ski Mask, in a couple of weeks, so we were just ready to go. We had the material. We were, you know, everyone was on their game. And
well, you should be proud of it. I think this record is legit, and I think it would be appealing to a lot of different people who like a lot of different genres of music. I do have more questions, including what is How We Do, because I think that might be a thing that you're involved in. Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Because it's on your webpage.
Hmm.
Can we talk about that after you rip into a song for
sure,
us?
Sure, yeah.
All right, cool. So we got two acoustic guitars on loan from Kenny's Music down the street in Dana Point. What, that shaker, what do they refer to that thing as?
Just an egg shaker,
yeah. Just like what it kind of looks like.
Yeah.
But tonight at the Constellation Room, it'll be full-on plugged in, and what could people expect from that as far as what's going on stage?
Just an egg shaker, actually.
Nice!
With electric guitars.
Very though. Progressive yeah. band. All right, so again, what did you guys want to play first?
Maybe the song, the aforementioned We'll Do It So You Don't Have To.
All right, this is Islands in our Pearl Street studios, KX93.5 exclusive, and whenever you're ready, you guys.
All right. I'm not so sure they worked before. Caught out in the rain, carried down the drain. but still you always aim to please. Straightened up and bent your knees. I feel you unscrew, so we'll do it for you.
That's awesome, and I'm the only one clapping because, you know, I'm the only one here. We are member-supported Radio KX93.5 right here in Laguna Beach. That is Islands Live in our Pearl Street studios, an exclusive KX93.5 performance. I've been listening to the record for weeks and weeks and weeks now, and I have been really anticipating you guys being in here to perform this right in front of my face. It's a thrill, and thanks so much. By the way, what do you think of Laguna Beach? Have you spent much time here at all?
Well, these guys got in a little bit early, I guess.
You weren't able to do anything.
I was here for like 2 minutes, and I walked from the van to this room, but it's beautiful what I saw.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. You actually went in the ocean?
I did. Adam and I got into town a little early. We had a chartered plane take us from San Francisco. Instead of driving, we just got kind of tired of the drives. And so we got in early and went down to that Pearl Beach, I guess it's called. It feels like a private little beach, like you said, and jumped in. It made my whole day better.
That is great. I love when I have artists here, especially when they're from like Middle America or something like that. They're on tour and they just love the beach. Like, it's the biggest thing. They're all always down there taking pictures and stuff like that. And as far as this radio station, again, we'll be a year old next month, community radio. We're taking a chance on a record, kind of a champion for independent artists. And as soon as we heard Waveforms off your guys' new record, we played it on the air immediately. So sometimes we pick and choose tracks off certain LPs that we like to play on the radio. And we'll hear more from this Islands record in weeks to come, my friend. They're playing the Constellation Room tonight in Santa Ana. You could tweet at Nick, and I do believe that's Nick tweeting. It's not your handlers or anything like that, right?
Nick from Islands.
Sure.
At Nick from Islands. We've also got Evan at Evan's Gate and Jordy at Magic Gordon. And Adam, do you have a Twitter account? No, Adam's cool. Cool people don't
totally
have
cool.
Twitter.
Yeah. Totally off the grid right there.
Yeah.
So again, going back to, I guess, other ways to get your creative juices going, you know, are you an illustrator or a cartoonist? What did I find through your website there?
I love drawing. I do comics and stuff, and the T-shirts for Islands and stuff like that. And I do comic books, and Howie Do is a character of mine. This Is Howie Do is the name of a book I made, which I think you can get. There's a Tumblr, I don't know, howiedo.tumblr.
There is a Tumblr,
some drawings that I put up.
Absolutely. If you go to the Islands website, there is a link to that stuff. There is. Have you created to the Tumblr? Have you created several characters in the past, or this is your sole thing right now? Because I read the comics, and they're very clever, very astute, and they have a lot to do with just humans being humans and what's going on in the world.
Yeah, and I got a new character named Bert Sampson, and he's kind of fighting evil.
Mm-hmm.
This guy named Hummer Sampson turns out to be his father. I don't want to blow it, but it's pretty cool.
Music aside, but in the comic book realm or graphic novels or whatever you want to call it these days, are you influenced by any particular writer or visionary? That realm, I have no idea. In the comic realm.
Oh, in the comic realm?
Yeah. Is there anyone we should be paying attention to?
There's a guy out of L.A. named Jesse Moynihan who does a book called Forming that's really great.
Mm-hmm.
And he's great.
I noticed one of your characters. It looks like the old Illuminati pyramid with a cap on top, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's Pierre Ahmed.
Cool.
Is his name.
Yeah. That's awesome, man. I love the character development involved with that. Nick and everybody from Islands is in studio today, playing Santa Ana tonight, Los Angeles tomorrow, off to San Diego, and then it looks like you guys are off to the East Coast. After that, maybe a bit of a rest, you guys.
Just a little bit, a few days, a few days off, and then we're gonna go to the East Coast.
Cool.
Yeah.
Can we get another song out of you before we kind of cut you loose and head over to soundcheck?
Yes.
Nice.
What about Shotgun Vision, you guys? Does that seem?
Yeah, that sounds great. Okay.
Cool. Again, this is Islands in our Pearl Street Studios, another exclusive performance. We realized we got a lot of new listeners to the radio station today. We are member supported. You could be a member, and all the details are on kx935.com to keep the dream alive, taking FM back to the glory days. I have to ask people for their money sometimes, and I think it's an admirable cause. I don't mind doing it. Anyway, whenever you guys are ready, this is Islands in KX935 Studios.
Shotgun Vision. Graze below the belt, made a helpless hole, a hopeless little hell. Shotgun Vision. Spied your hunted hide, babe, I'm on your side. It's a beautiful collision. Shotgun Vision. Shotgun Vision. Shotgun Vision. Shotgun Vision. Spied you on the plains, eating the remains of an animal condition. Deep incision. Wise beyond your years, yet wet behind the ears. You made a bad decision. No shotgun vision. No shotgun vision. No shotgun vision.
Shotgun Vision is the song done acoustically right here in our Pearl Street studios on KX93.5. That is Islands. Nick, you grew up in a musical household or not so much? What sort of music was around you as you were growing up as a kid?
I grew up not in a musical household. We've listened to records and stuff, like on drives and stuff. We'd listen to like Graceland and Fleetwood Mac. But Evan and Jordy grew up, their father was a famous Canadian folk musician, and they grew up playing music from a very young age.
Is that right?
Yeah, indeed. Yeah, we're a team, and we still play with their dad. We're still a family band. When we
are you guys involved in with Ontario. Other projects right now? Yeah, a family band when you aren't touring and recording with Islands.
We have a brother band called The Magic that is the two of us.
That's is that right?
Active right now, yeah.
Well, you got to float me your stuff, man.
Yeah, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, I'd love to hear some of that
stuff.
It's
very, very good. It's why I asked them to be in Islands, because I was such a fan of theirs.
You guys linked up where? What city? What part of the? What part of North America?
Islands brought them out on tour in 2008, The Magic, and I was just so impressed that I I did a little switcheroo.
Yeah.
Cool. Do you find that how the band is formed right now, it's more of a collaborative effort in putting these songs together? Or is it the old Foo Fighters type of thing where Dave Grohl has his say and everybody's just there to fulfill the Dave Grohl vision? Just keeping it real, guys. We're all friends here.
Yeah, no, it's collaborative for sure.
Cool.
Yeah. It starts with me, but it's an alchemical process, you know. Everyone adds their own metal.
Are you as stoked on the band now as you've ever been, as far as the musicians in the band now?
Yeah.
Cool, man.
Absolutely.
Last question, I guess. I do have a couple. This is for everybody. What's one record you could never part with? You always need the physical copy. You'll never give to a friend. You'll never sell it to Music Trader for pennies on the dollar or whatever. What's that one record for you guys?
I'd say Surf's Up, the Beach Boys.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's a good one, man. I feel like
history with that, so.
Ooh, yeah. I like that.
I feel like Brian Wilson would dig on the music of Islands.
That would be, yeah, I hope so. Jordy, what do you got?
Be amazing.
If a physical copy, I have some records that are like not pop records that I would never find again. Like there's one that I've had forever that's called the Super Record of Superheroes, and it's like garage rock bands doing superhero themes from the 60s. And it's really good, and I'll never...
That sounds awesome.
Once the record is gone, I'll never be able to find it, because it's not a known album.
Right on.
Yeah.
What about you, Nick?
That's a big question. I don't...
I know. I've gotten so many funny answers in the past. A lot of Beatles. One guy actually said the Top Gun soundtrack, and he was dead serious, you know. Mm-hmm. My go-to automatically is, like, Television's Marquee Moon.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, you know. And that's the type of record for me, like... Once I discovered it, it takes you down the rabbit hole and you start researching artists from that era and stuff like that. I became fascinated with like late 70s New York stuff. So that's what it is for me.
And that's the cream of the crop. That Marquee Moon is
right?
The perfect record.
Yeah.
Now I want to say Marquee Moon, but...
That's a good answer.
Maybe Marky Mark.
Sure. There you go. Do you guys cover anything from time to time when you guys are on this tour?
We always try to do one cover, a tour, but we had so much material that we had to bone up on.
Uh-huh.
I was wondering. I delayed bone. I was like, can I say bone on the radio? But I can say bone
on
the
radio. Yeah.
We had to bone up on about 24 songs, so we didn't have really time to learn a cover. But
last year we did Ray Charles.
Baby Please
song, and we've done
that Jonathan, is so cool.
Jonathan Richman.
So
along the way, it's a fun thing to do along the way.
Maybe Sinead we'll O'Connor over the years, just all over the map.
Very nice, man. Yeah. People love that stuff when you rip into a cover that, you know, a song that people are familiar with. You know.
Yeah, it's a nice thing.
Again, Islands is here. They're playing the Constellation Room, a really cool venue to see a show tonight, Los Angeles tomorrow, the Casbah in San Diego the day after that. The record's called Ski Mask, available right now. I've been all about it for several weeks now, and it just became available September 17th, from what I understand. Anything else to touch on before we kind of cut you loose to do whatever you guys want to do at the beach? Any advice you would give to an up-and-coming artist who would like to make music their full-time job?
Stay out of my way. As long as you don't cross me...
That's awesome.
You can do whatever you want.
Gosh, I love it,
man. Stay out of my way.
All right. This is Islands right here on Member Supported Radio. Thank you so much for supporting independent radio. Be safe in your travels. We wish you well in your future endeavors. And goodbye, everybody. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Thanks.
Thank you. KX 93.5.